Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show today. Stand by and you will be listening to a live interview conducted by a business student who has questions about the field of business and success. So we're just waiting for a few minutes for our caller to call in. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Kim Kelly. I'm a student at Brown Mackey College, and I'm studying business management. This is an interview for a paper I'm writing in my professional development class. I'll be talking to Melissa J. Williams about what impact her business degree has had on her career success and how she has utilized her business degree to achieve her success. First, I'd like to know, could you explain what degrees you have and what they mean?
Yes. Thank you, Kimberly, for conducting this interview. First of all, I certainly count it an honor to be interviewed by a person that is interested in the field of business. The first degree that I have in the field of business is an associate's degree, which is a two-year degree, and that is a degree that a person might start out with if they're not quite sure how long they want to commit to going to college. Associate degree, I have associate degree in business / public administration. And that is a degree that focuses mostly on basic courses like economics, accounting, and business 101, but also it included some courses in government, local government, state government, and also federal government, and how to work as an administrator in nonprofit organizations as well as for-profit organizations. A degree in business is a degree that would equip a student to know all of the basic functions of a business. That would be functions for keeping track of money, accounting department, also a department where they source funding, which would be like your finance department, human resources, which is the department of business that deals with hiring and hiring practices and various benefits. So that's the first degree that I had. That's an associate degree. It took me 4 years part-time to earn that degree, but it typically takes about 2 years. Beyond that degree, I knew that I wanted to continue in the field of business because I wanted to become an expert in business. I didn't just want to get enough information just to land me a basic job working for some company, possibly a major corporation. I wanted to really be a go-to person, an expert in a chosen field. So I decided to go on for a business degree. However, I was undecided about what to go into, and I thought that I wanted to do something that had to do with working for a nonprofit organization, so I went for a bachelor's degree in political science. That's a 4-year degree, a bachelor's degree, and the political science degree was one where I studied various governments, how governments work, how governments operate, what governments need to operate, and all the things like that, and how government agencies, how they're run, how they handle their business. After getting that bachelor's degree, I still wanted something more, and I was working at the time after I got my bachelor's degree. I was working at a clothing store as a store manager. And that's somewhat related to business because a store obviously is a business. So the business degree, the associate degree did me well there because I understood. It's like when you work somewhere, you get to understand what's going on behind the work as opposed to not having a degree and being on a job. And sometimes you only know what the supervisor or the manager is telling you or, you know, learn as you go. But when you have that degree, it gives you a lot of the theories and the concepts that is behind the work that you're doing, which sometimes can make the work more rewarding and make the work more fun. And so that's the second degree that I have. That's a bachelor's political science. But while I was working on that job, I ended up taking a job at Continental Airlines. And the job at Continental Airlines, I worked as a staffing rep in the human resource department. And that was my first chance of really working for a major corporation that I could really see, you know, business up close and personal. And I was fascinated how all the departments worked together and just, you know, all of the different activities that went on in the company. And I had some ideas one day that I would want to start my own business, so I decided to go for the MBA. And that's the Master's of Business Administration. And so that's the third degree that I have, a Master's of Business Administration, which I completed that in 2003, in the fall semester of 2003. That degree was about 55 credits. It took me about 55 credits to earn the Master's of Business Administration. Now, the Master's of Business Administration, there are various concentrations, and a lot of the concentrations, you can see them in any big company or any small company. So there's concentrations in finance or accounting or human resources, or you could focus on leadership. You could focus in economics, just understanding how the economy works, why we even want businesses, small businesses, mid-sized businesses, how we, you know, interact with nonprofit organizations and the government. So a person studying economics wants to focus in that part of business. But I chose to focus on the field of human resources. Also, you can also focus on marketing or communications, but I focused on human resources because I wanted to impact the company with the people that work there. I wanted to be able to, you know, be responsible for training people to make sure people were trained to do their jobs correctly. I wanted to make sure, you know, companies were hiring the people that were a good fit for the company. And then I wanted to ensure that once people are hired for the company, that they're able to understand all they need to about career development and how they can better themselves. Then after completing the MBA, I decided, why stop here? Why not go all the way for the gusto? And so I enrolled in a PhD program, which is where I'm at today. I have about a third of the way left to go. So I'm working on a PhD in training and performance improvement from an online school. And training would be a part of human resources, which also fits nicely with the MBA. And then, but just focusing just on training, because that's the thing about your PhD, you just hone in right in that one area that you want to work on. And that's where I'm at today. So I hope that answered your question, Kim.
Okay. Yes, it did. I have another question. You kind of, I think, went over that a little bit, but I wanted to go in a little bit more about how exactly your degrees that you have now impact your career that you are in right now.
Okay, all right. Well, the job I have right now and the jobs that I've had over the past, let's say, 5 years, I have been the associate director for the College Bound Tech program at Essex County College. I'm a part-time adjunct professor at Essex County College, and I also work as a case manager. And I just recently interviewed for a training coordinator's position. And all of those positions, first and foremost, require higher education. And so that's the first place or the first way that my degrees have impacted my career success. The jobs that I, like I said, the jobs I've had over the past few years have all required that you have a higher education, a degree beyond a bachelor's degree. And that's number one. Number two, in leadership, I've been in some leadership positions, and with that comes an opportunity where you have to demonstrate that you know how to manage people, that you know how to manage your time, that you know how to manage your projects, that you know how to manage, your own behavior. So a degree in management, business management, has helped me tremendously, even in my personal life.
Okay. You kind of answered also another question that I was going to ask you, some of the requirements for your career now. So you said that it has to be higher than a bachelor's degree?
Right, the job, yes. And I'm a CEO of a company that I started. And so
okay.
The company, in order to start the company and to be successful in that company, Performance Strategies Unlimited, I was able to utilize my MBA because the MBA taught me all the areas of business. It also taught me where to go if I didn't know something. A lot of times people start businesses, and if they lack a business degree, sometimes it can be frustrating trying to figure out where to go. And there's not always, unless you're really connected with the Small Business Administration or you're connected with SCORE, these are government agencies that will help you. If you're not really connected with that, you can be frustrated and it could take you longer. Whereas having that MBA, I sat in class after class after class, semester after semester, to learn where to go, how to get there quickly, and how to get that information. And so my MBA is a very, very valuable and very, very powerful tool that is helping me in that business. Also, I'm a motivational speaker. And so just last week, I had a wonderful opportunity to speak for the National Black MBA Association. And without an MBA, I wouldn't have been invited there to speak. So it goes without saying that that degree just keeps on working for me just in so many different ways. Put it like this, I'm so glad that I have that degree.
That was going to be leading into the next question that I had also. Can you tell us about any of the pros? And I hear a lot of the pros, and are there any cons that you feel that you have in your, from just when you were going to school, getting your degree and then finished it and then following into where you started your career using that degree?
Okay, yes. You said, were there any cons in getting my degree? Or using that degree?
Using it, yeah. Once you got it, did you see anything that, like, wow, that didn't, anything that wasn't exactly what you were expecting from it, or there were things that you got?
Okay,
that,
yeah, I can answer that. Yes, well, I tell you what, having the, starting out with the associate's degree in business, I would definitely advise a student, if you're going to invest that kind of time and effort into an associate degree, don't stop there. And actually, Kim, I'm going to ask you to speak up, too, because I don't think we have one caller listening in and they can't quite hear you, but so that you'll know. But, yes, there is definitely, there are times where you can become frustrated. So I would definitely advise anybody to definitely go beyond an associate degree, okay, in business, because there are so many things that you can do with an advanced degree. That would be like a doctor, stopping at being, they say, okay, I want to be a doctor, but, they stop at being a CNA, okay? So, that's like in business. You don't want to stop at an associate degree. Associate degree pretty much gives you that foundation. So now that I have my master's degree, I have all the tools that I need for business. So for me, there's not a lot of, I can honestly say and truly say there's not a lot of cons in that sense, because I've studied explicitly and, you know, in depth, like every area of business, marketing, finance, accounting, human resources, economics, communications, class after class after class. And so, you know, really there's a whole lot of doors are just open to you. And, you know, and all of the classes, you know, come with projects, much like what you're doing. And you just have a lot of information at your, you know, at your fingertips. So the only thing I would say that was I could consider a con was that, you know, I started late. I didn't go back to school. You know, I didn't start working on my MBA until I was 40. You know, the only thing I would have, you know, done differently was had started that degree right out of high school. And by the time I was 27, you know, had my MBA. But I haven't had any letdowns at all with my MBA. Pretty much, it opens all kinds of doors. I can go anywhere and, you know, and apply for jobs and say, okay, well, I have my MBA, and the people are going to pretty much understand my level of qualifications.
Okay. Can I ask you about any? Can you tell me about any cultural diversity that you see in having your having a business degree, and then any cultural diversity that you see? It could be with gender, race, anything like age, you know, in your career also.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, we do have to deal with the issue of diversity as it relates to gender. And let me just add this as well, Kim. I know I spoke to you about this earlier, but just for those who may listen to this, I am an adjunct professor, and I did mention that earlier, and I teach business courses. So I teach organizational behavior where I have to talk about diversity as it relates to gender, personality, job skills, people's intellect. There are so many different ways for us to be diverse and not just race or not just a fact that, okay, I'm a woman and this person is a male. Sometimes there are diversity issues out there, you know, but I don't let them stop me. I realize that they're there and I just keep going. I see it sometimes, sure, you know, but I don't let it stop me. I mean, I don't, if other people do, you know, that's up to them, but I don't worry about, well, you know, I'm African American and I'm not going to be able to get, you know, that same level of success that another race would, or because I'm a female, I'm not going to have as good a chance as a male. You know, I'm just not going to focus on that. I know it's there. It is real. It does exist. It's live and kicking today in the world. But so are my talents and skills and abilities, and that's what I focus on. I tend to focus on my strengths and the things that I can do well, and I focus on the doors that will be open to me, and I don't focus on the doors that are closed. The doors that are closed, I just walk away and go somewhere else.
Okay.
So they really haven't set me back. I have my own business. I also teach part-time. I'm an author. So I just keep moving. I do what I want to do, and I don't worry about what, you know, other people say or think.
Right.
But I guess that's the motivational side of me.
Right. Also, with that question also, like, how would it be compared to getting, like, other degrees for, you know, other people when you were in college that you saw taking up other subjects, how would you weigh the diversity against getting something like if you brought up being a doctor or something like that?
What I would do is I would advise, you know, a person to take their, you know, take an assessment test, see where your skills are, see what you're good at, see what you enjoy doing, what you like doing, and go for that. And, you know, as it says, you know, your gift will make room for you. And if you do what you love, you know, the money will come. So, again, that motivational speaker side of me basically is that, okay, you know, I don't agree with telling a person to go for something just because they can make a lot of money at it. You know, I really believe sitting down with a person, let's see what you like to do, what you know how to do well, what you enjoy doing, where your strengths, talents, and abilities lie, and all of those can be discovered through various assessment tests out there. What's your personality? What do you enjoy doing? Don't just do something for the sake of doing it. Because you're going to see what happens is when you're doing something that you really want to do, whether you are a doctor, a psychologist, whether you're running for some political office, you know, like you know, our current people running for president, you know, if when you're doing something that you enjoy doing, that you love to do, that you have purpose to do, if you really, even if you run up into barriers and setbacks, you will just get up and keep going. Nothing will stop you. So there are going to be, you know, obstacles in any business, any field you decide to go into. You could decide to be a journalist. You're going to find obstacles there. I mean, look at, you know, Oprah Winfrey is a great example. She had many, many obstacles when she first started out. But look at her today. But because she had a love for what she was doing, she's very successful. If you love what you do, you're going to be successful.
Lisa, would you please tell us, like, if someone wants to just approach you on the street or in a classroom that you teach and ask you exactly what is the number one reason you went into business, what would you tell them?
Wow, that's a good question, Kimberly.
And not only just that, but what would be the thing that make it the deciding factor to choose to go into that?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question. Well, let me see. I think I can answer it in two parts. One is that I was at, well, let's see, my very first job as a teenager in high school was to work in a hospital. Then I went into the military. I was in the United States Navy. I was a jet mechanic. I understood about Grumman and some of the major companies that made airplanes. And then my mother worked for IRS. Then I left there, and my father owned a business, and I worked for him for a little while. Then I moved to New Jersey, and I began to work in a busy purchasing department where I had to deal with a lot of businesses. And it was like everywhere I turned, I saw at the heart of everything was the word business.
Yeah.
And so when I got ready to go to college, I looked at a magazine. They show you all the various majors. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go after a business degree because I felt that that would be the most comprehensive degree. I thought that a business degree would allow me some flexibility to go between various companies because for me, you know, I'm the type of person, I don't like to stay in one place. So I've worked in retail. I work in a halfway house. I've worked at a college. I've been in the military. I have my own business. I do the motivational speaking. So I've worked in a pharmaceutical company. You see, because the business degree allows you, because you understand the basic workings of a business. And so to me, I would tell somebody, you know, the one thing for me that I wanted something that was adaptable because I'm just like that. And then when I found out more about the business degree and found out about how you can specialize in one field or another, then that was just more of the reason for me to want to do it. And then I realized that all of my life, if I don't do anything else, I'll be in business. Either I'll work for a business or I'll own a business. Either way, whether I work for Continental, the college, wherever. So there's only two things to do in this world. You're going to either work for someone else or you're going to be the entrepreneur and you're going to be the owner. So for me, it was a no-brainer to get an MBA was my choice. Because I don't know, I guess somehow I knew that one day I was going to be a businesswoman. So either way, I needed that degree because even if I work for someone, I want to understand what I'm doing there. I want to understand why the finance department does what it does. I want to understand why marketing is out there with their flyers and their promotional. I want to understand, you know, why employees are being hired or let go or trained. So that's, for me, that's like the number one reason why I went for a business degree. Because even as a politician, I worked for a lawyer, and the lawyer can do nothing without running a business. It was his private practice, but he still had to operate that as a business. And as a matter of fact, even churches today, a lot of churches are being run like businesses. So, and the family. I mean, you run your family. You basically, your family is your first business. You have a budget to manage in your household. You have relationships to manage and deal with in that household. You have your own personal, you know, health and wealth to keep up. So, to me, it just was like there was really no other choice or option for me. Did I answer your question or over-answer it?
Yeah, that was a very great answer because it made me think about, especially at the end of it, even just saying like how your life is basically your business and running it like one.
Well, your sales even. You think about sales. There's no business that you're going to have if you can't sell. You could own, let's just say you're Bill Gates and you own, you know, Microsoft. Well, Microsoft would make no money if they did not sell computers and sell software and sell hardware or whatever else they do. Even if you sell consultant services, let's say you're a hospital and you do surgery for people that have eye problems. Well, if you don't go out and sell to people that you do that you provide that service, you won't have no business.
Right.
And if you don't have any customers, your hospital will close down. I mean, they do close down hospitals, you know.
Yeah.
If they do not go out and get business, they will close. And so you have to have sales and marketing there. Look at the TV stations. If you could be HBO, you could be ABC, it doesn't matter. They have to go out and sell and promote their business. They don't, they're out of business. The government. There are times when you hear that the government is on shutdown, they are running out of money, this, this, and that. Well, guess what? Why? Because they don't have a customer. How do you get customers? You have to market to them. You have to promote your product to them. Once you promote, you have to be able to have someone who can close the deal. So the skill that you learn as a business student can help you in any area, and as far as I'm concerned, it can help you in any area. Now, if you get into very specialized areas, sure, they're going to require that you have some more knowledge. However, with the business degree, it'll get your foot in the door because a person will know that you understand the basic workings. Like, you'll be able to convince the interviewer that you can come into that company and you can still, you know, get caught up to speed and whatever it is you need to learn how to do.
Also, well, that was all of the questions I had because I had more, but you answered very thoroughly the ones I asked you, and it covered a lot of the other questions that I had for you. So if you just had any last thoughts or advice or any kind of food for thought for a person such as myself, just starting out, taking the first steps, first class, toward all of these things that you're saying, what would you have to say about that?
Well, I think it's wonderful. I'm so excited for you. I tell you, I love my degree. There's a huge meeting that's going to take place coming up in September, I think September or October, down in Washington, D.C., It is the biggest organization of black MBA students, Masters of Business Administration, and that's the basic overall degree. But, of course, like I said, there's about 8 to 12 areas that you could focus on in that degree, but you will have all the basic courses that you need to get started. And then there's all kinds of business organizations, associations. You know, again, you know, you might want to work for an association. Maybe you want to work for Red Cross. Maybe you want to work for the Institute of Women Leaders. Maybe you want to work for any organization you can think of with that business degree. You are going to understand how that business works. You're going to understand what can keep that business going when there are turbulent times, like right now with the economy. Mm-hmm. Most business students, we're okay because we understand that the economy is cyclical. It goes up and down, back and forth. A sociology student might not understand that, and they might be panicking right now. Or you might be, you know, an education major, and you're worried right now. But as business students, we aren't worried because we understand the forces of competition. We understand what is happening in the global environment because we're going from being a national economy to a global economy. When you make a shift like that, there are going to be periods of uncertainty, much uncertainty. So it's just, you know, I say go for it. I say, you know, be very open to the field of business. You know, again, you know, there's only two places in this world. That's either work for somebody or they work for you. And I say that business degree allows you to not be worried about what you're going to do. And I would say this is another piece of advice I would give to a young person, most definitely. Go and work for the biggest corporation you can. Get in there, intern with them, volunteer with them, get your foot in the door somehow to learn from the big, you know, boys or girls, so to speak. But also go and work in the smallest company, the mom and pop, you know, the one-man operation, and that way you get to see both sides. You know what I mean? You get the best of both worlds. Yeah. Go and experience all of that. You know, work in the company where there's, you know, major departments, and each department is like a company in and of itself, but also go work in the company where you're one person, but you're doing payroll, you're doing operations, you're doing production, you're doing sales, you're doing marketing, you're doing promotions, you're doing public relations, you're doing PR, you're doing all of that. You know, go to experience all of that and then decide, you know, go get all of that experience. And then, you know, you may want to start your own consulting firm. Computer consulting firm, graphic arts, journalism—it's so many things you can do. But there's always going to be businesses. You know, the United States, you know, so many businesses here. 75% of the businesses are small companies, but 20% of the revenue, 80% of the revenue is produced by the 20% of the large corporations. So if you want to make a lot of money, yes, you want to go work in a major corporation. But don't just do it for the money. Do it for the experience. Do it for the contacts you'll meet, the networking. Then you might want to turn around and parlay all that experience into working for a small company or working for yourself. So I say, you know, this is a wonderful field. And therefore, later, once you, you know, get, you know, a little more decided on what you want to do, you might want to focus in some field, whether it be social work or education or whatever, but that business background will always do you well.
Yeah, that's what I pretty much thought about it, and that's why I decided on it, because it was so, it was such a, you know, a vast, it's very vast of what you can do with it once you get it. It's like, it's almost overwhelming on trying to, you know, nitpick down to exactly what you would do.
Yes.
For me, you know, and I'm saying overwhelming in a good way, because I'm a kind of person that I think that, like what you said, you don't want to just do, you've never been one to just did one thing.
Yes.
You want to be able to do lots of different things, and hey, I might want to do this for the next 10 years, and then, hey, that looks like something that I'd be interested in doing or working at that company, or and for different reasons, not because of money, but just for the experience of doing it. You know, it seemed to me to be a very good way and good, you know what I'm trying to say, just a good path to go down to be able to be a chameleon throughout the rest of my life, but in a good way, not just in a, you know, chameleon in a bad way. You
sure.
What I'm saying?
Any kind of business you want to, you might one day want to start your own restaurant, and that's a business.
You don't have to be locked in one job, one position. You know,
absolutely,
like,
not.
Like
you can
be going to be an RN, you'd be an RN.
That's it. Right. Exactly. If you couldn't be a nurse, then you would just sit around and twiddle your thumbs. Absolutely. But I'm sure there are other things that nurses can do. Don't get me wrong, because I don't want someone to hear that. However,
I don't want anybody to hear that.
But a lot of people, that happens to them. They focus on that one thing. But I say if you go into a business degree and you're going to, because you're going to take, remember, all of those foundational courses that I listed earlier, you will take accounting, you will take finances, you will take economics courses, you will take human resource classes, marketing classes, business administration classes, understanding people classes. You've got to take all of those classes. You have to, and when you get your MBA, you got to take 3 or 4 of all of those classes, leadership classes, coaching classes. Everything now is required to be a master's of business, and then you have the option, once you get all those foundational classes, now you have the option to decide which one you want to focus on, or you could just be an administrator. See, that's why it's called a master's of business administration, or if you get your BA, it's a business administration, a BA degree, or if you got the AA, it's an associate degree in business, they call it. Now, if you go for your BA, which you should, I'm encouraging people to do that. Don't stop at your associate degree. You must go on if you really want to have some true success. Now, if you get that business administration, you might just want to be an administrator. An administrator is the person within a company that pretty much handles all paperwork. In other words, if you're an administrator, that means that you know how to do reports. You know you're responsible for gathering data and information. Any company, whether you're a hospital, the post office, a jail, a community organization, an association, a club, whatever you are, you have to keep track of paperwork, all right? The government wants you to give them paperwork. The government wants you to give them certain regulations you got to follow in order to keep your business open. And you need somebody who can do all that paperwork, okay? This is the other thing that a master's or a business administration degree will give you the tools to be able to do. Okay, so, and every business needs that. Even if you're just a local dry cleaners or if you're a local ice cream store, you still have to keep track of your paperwork, sales, taxes, all kinds of things. So you always need an administrator. Sometimes, companies hire people they call, administrative assistants. That's what that is. That's a person who understands the flow of paperwork. So, as a business major, you just might want to do that in a company. That might be the thing that you do best. You know how to put all that paperwork together. You know how to make it happen. You know how to communicate with the accounting department, with the corporate office. You know how to communicate with payroll. You know how to make sure paperwork is in on time, and that's there's just so many things that you can do with the business degree. And certainly, Kim, I thank you so much for this interview.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your time, and good luck to you and all the other students. And, I would be, more than glad and available any time that you have any help, need any help along the way. I also coach and mentor, young people, students. And so I certainly would be willing to sit down with you, go over your skills and abilities to see if you are, doing exactly what it is that you want to do and that you're skilled to do.
Okay. Yeah, I would really appreciate that. This has been very educational for me, because I was doing a lot of things that I needed clearing up to really get a feel and understand of what it is that I am, going to get out of this. So you made a lot of things more clearer for me on the lines of that. So I really want to thank you for this very much, Ms. Lalisa J. Williams.
And, well, you are so welcome. It was my pleasure, and I look forward to great things that you're going to do in this field, because there are so many things, and you're starting young, and that's wonderful. just go for it. Just, you know, continue to research, go online, you know, type in the words, you know, business major, you know, just arm yourself with so much information. And, you know, you'll be very surprised. And, you know, definitely, you know, get yourself a job within an organization. You know, let them know you're a business major. And you'll see. Just put it to test and just see now. Just go out job hunting and say, I'm a business student. And just see what kind of doors open for you. You'd be surprised.
Yeah,
so many things you can do. It's wonderful. Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome.
I really appreciate that.
Okay. All right. Well, if that's the end, if you have no other questions for me.
Nope.
All right. That'll end this interview. And I thank you again so much.
Okay.
And then you'll
thank
be
you.
Off the air now. And we'll make sure that you get a copy of this that you can use later. And I also just want to thank, we have a listener. And she said, thank you so much. You did a great job, Kim. I'm so proud of you. And I know you're going to be so successful as a businesswoman. And, you know, this is a great thing. So we will talk to you soon.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.